Benedict is back at the papal residence in Castel Gandolfo after a three-day weekend pastoral journey to the Czech Republic. It was the Pope's first to the former Soviet bloc nation and coincided with the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Our Linda Bordoni was there with the Holy Father. She gave us her impressions of the visit.
Everyone around me here in Prague is describing the Pope's journey as a success. I've been thinking about it, and I think that in a way that may be very close to Pope Benedict's own nature, it's true. Yes, it hasn't been a showy, theatrical success, with wildly cheering crowds and great big titles splashed all over the newspapers. Rather, it's been a quiet and composed success, much more similar to the man, Joseph Ratzinger himself. A success that will hopefully leave a long-lasting impression on the Czech people, as his deep words and his gentle ways seem to have penetrated some rather tough layers of diffidence and disinformation. Yes, diffidence, because almost proudly this fiercely secular society that professes to count only 5% of practicing Catholics initially seemed not only uninterested in his arrival, but even preoccupied it could cause chaotic traffic conditions in the city. And disinformation, because 40 years of communist regime successfully managed to stamp out the possibility of any kind of religious information at all. And still today, 20 years after the Velvet Revolution, Czechs know practically nothing about the Church and its doctrine, not to mention the fact that they are still profoundly suspicious of anything institutional. But 3 days of the Pope's permanence on Czech soil seem to have made a breach into the hearts and minds of this naturally reserved people. A people, I discovered, that is never overly demonstrative in showing its personal feelings. I think the change started on Saturday morning, when the Pope, with simplicity and warmth, greeted families and children in the Prague Church of Our Lady of Victory. He then moved with tranquility from event to event, stopping to engage with politicians, ecumenical representatives and intellectuals, as well as celebrating Vespers in Prague's cathedral and the Eucharist at well-attended open-air masses. Overall, I would say, Pope Benedict has won over the hearts of the Czech people, also because he never neglected to show respect for the ideas and the fundamental principles of Czech civilization, as he touched on a number of themes. Themes like faith and reason, like truth, which he said is what sets us free, like the concept of Europe, not as a continent, but as a home, like the value that young people bring to society, as they are the hope of the Church and of society. And the theme of hope was really the overriding message of this Czech pilgrimage, a message Pope Benedict successfully conveyed, never imposing his faith, but convincing the people to listen and to think with the serenity of reason, basically with just being himself. In Prague for Vatican Radio, I'm Linda Bordoni.